14 Mexican soldiers detained by U.S. CBP after incursion at Texas border. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on September 26, 2021. A group of 14 Mexican soldiers riding in two vehicles crossed into Texas at an international port of entry. The incursion led to officers with U.S. Customs and Border Protection taking their weapons and temporarily placing them in handcuffs. One of the soldiers had a small amount of marijuana. The incident took place early on Saturday morning when a group of soldiers on the Port of America's International Port Bridge drove past the international border marker into El Paso, Texas, Mexico's 24 Horas reported. As the soldiers got close to the checkpoints manned by U.S. Customs and Border Protection, officers detained them, took their weapons, and placed them in handcuffs. Hashtag Nacional. Hashtag L'Ultimo Militares en Dos Unidades del Ejército Mexicano fueron detenidos en El Cruz de El Paso, Texas. Los elementos fueron esposados. Sus armas decomisadas y retenidos los vehículos. Al momento la sedina no han emitido algún posicionamiento sobre lo sucedido. pic.twitter.com/v31gl3gu7w. Fernando Canales F., at Fair Canals. September 25, 2021. CBP confirmed the incident in an email to Reuters, saying, just after midnight today CBP officers working at the Bridge of the Americas International Crossing in El Paso noted two Mexican military vehicles crossing the boundary and entering the U.S. Drivers line up at the Port of Americas International Bridge in Ciudad Juárez, Chihuahua State, Mexico as Customs and Border Protection. CBP agents in El Paso, Texas, U.S. partially closed the lanes, delaying the crossing of vehicles on March 31, 2019. President Donald Trump on Friday again accused Mexico of failing to curb the flow of migrants illegally entering the U.S., and threatened to close the border next week unless something changes. The security measure is due to the humanitarian crisis declared by CBP because it has processed 13,400 migrants detained by the Border Patrol. According to the AP, the soldiers claimed to not have realized they had crossed the international boundary. After several hours, U.S. authorities released the soldiers and returned their vehicles and weapons. One of the soldiers also faced a civil penalty after U.S. authorities found a small amount of marijuana on him. CBP officials stated the 14 soldiers, their equipment, and vehicles were returned to Mexico before 5 a.m., Reuters reported. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.